Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Life in Fatherhood. I am your host, Alonzo Williams Jr. And today we have an amazing episode that's gonna, you know, help all of us grow. This is an area in my personal life that I've been working on and that has helped me experience another level of growth that I didn't realize I needed. And so I believe that this is gonna provide the same benefit to you and your family as it has for me and mine, okay? So, hey, let's just go ahead and get right into it, you know? Today, we're going to talk about a topic that doesn't get enough attention, and that is self-forgiveness. And now, you might be thinking, why are we talking about self-forgiveness? I have a lot of people that, you know, I have to forgive, but why I need to forgive myself, right? Well, of course, as parents, as partners, of husbands, obviously fathers, you know, we have, how can I say this? We tend to be very harsh critics of ourselves, you know. We hold on to so much because we experience so many different feelings as far as being providers, being lovers to our wives, and being that guardian, protector, and even teacher to our children. It's easy for us to get down on ourselves and, you know, put so much guilt and pressure onto ourselves that doesn't even need to be there, right? One thing I will say is that carrying unforgiveness towards yourself can hold you back. No, it will hold you back from being the dad that you truly want to be. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's really not just about letting go. It's really about recognizing, like, the different traps that can keep us stuck in the cycle of guilt and shame that we can experience if we aren't willing to give ourselves that grace that we need just to be human. You know, so I have a, you know, very personal story, something from, a, you know, just a couple weeks ago. It was a couple days ago. Yeah, no, it was actually a couple days ago. Situation with my oldest child. He's 3, and he was playing with his, you know, younger brother. His younger brother's about to be 2. And of course, you know, they're boys, so they like the roughhouse, right? They love to play football, tackle, play fight. You know, nothing out of the ordinary there. One thing that can tend to happen is my oldest son, you know, because he's 3, he's at a stage where he can get a little extra excited. And he started doing something that was pretty dangerous, not just for him, but towards his little brother. Of course, me being the one watching them at the time, you know, playing with them and watching them at the time. Of course, doing my due diligence and just saying, hey, no, we're not going to do that. Let's not do that because you can end up hurting yourself and hurting your brother. Of course, him being super excited, overly excited, he would obviously not hear me. But in the moment, I felt like, you know, in the moment, I took it as him ignoring me. And so as he continued to do the dangerous act, I rose my voice to get his attention. But, you know, wouldn't say I snapped, but I could have handled it a lot better. The tone of voice I used wasn't the, you know, the best, if that makes sense. And so seeing the expression on his face of like, okay, I understand I did something wrong, but at the same time, it's also feeling like he felt like he was being attacked. Like, I'm just playing. I'm not trying to do anything dangerous. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm just trying to play. And I, you know, caught myself feeling like, oh man, like I really did something wrong, you know. Like not necessarily that I'm upset that I hurt his feelings, but it's like he didn't feel heard or seen, or, you know, maybe even in that moment protected, feel like I was the aggressor trying to rain on his parade, which obviously wasn't the case. So I was able to catch myself, calm down, and say, "Hey, buddy, I apologize. Didn't mean to yell at you. Didn't mean to come at you with that energy. It's just that when you and your brother are playing that way, things tend to happen. Injuries start to happen, and Daddy wants both of y'all to, be okay at the end of the day. Daddy wants y'all to go to sleep in one piece, right?" And so even though he forgave me and that was the end of it, I still felt a level of guilt, like, oh, you shouldn't have talked to him like that. He's just a kid, there was a better way of handling that. You should have done, you should have been better. Should have started getting in my head. And, it really could have brought down my day, if I didn't talk to my wife about it. But, having that conversation with my wife and really just giving myself that grace, understanding, hey, at the end of the day, it's not gonna be the first or the last time where I don't handle the situation the best, right? The main thing was that I was able to own up to it, approach him as the young human being that he is, seek forgiveness. Thankfully, he was able to give forgiveness, of course, and we both moved on from it. And, in its own way, we became better from it. But so I also want to go into, and so with that, I'll definitely want to lead into some tips and tricks as to how we as fathers can continue to walk in forgiveness, and stay away from unforgiveness towards ourselves. But let me go into a little more detail as to why it's important for us to really consider it. Not even consider it, but the main reason why we should seek self-forgiveness and stay within that realm. I mean, carrying any type of guilt, like whether it's yourself, whether it's unforgiveness towards yourself or guilt towards yourself or anyone else, it could be like trying to run a marathon with like a 50 or 100-pound weight on your back. It just weighs you down, zaps all your energy. Just feel like you just can't keep going on. It makes you more irritable than you normally would be. One of the biggest pitfalls of that, of you not forgiving yourself, is that it does steal your presence. You're so focused on what you did wrong that you miss out on all the other moments that are happening right in front of you. You're missing out on some of the most interesting, beautiful, really just cool things that are happening right in front of you in that day, because you're dwelling on a mistake. You're dwelling on, even if it, a lapse in judgment or whatever the case may be, you're dwelling on something that, easier said than done, but you really shouldn't. We're human and we have those moments, whether you want to or not. Whether you think you should or not is what it is. Another big thing as to why, you need to forgive yourself is the fact that it does, like I said, it drains your energy. Okay. Guilt is a very, very exhausting spirit. It zaps all the emotional energy that you need to connect with your kids, connect with your family, friends, your wife or partner, that space that you need to connect with other people, because you're blocking yourself from that channel that connects you to them. Something becomes like shallow interactions. Like you're kind of just going through the motions, and you don't want that. They don't want that. Nobody wants that. And inevitably, you're going to put more guilt on yourself because you're like, why am I not able to connect with this person? Why am I, once again, deepening that voice that says that you're not good enough and that you're doing wrong. And of course, we're going to tell that voice that is a lie that, no, I am good enough. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not perfect, but I'm here and I'm showing up, and that's what's required of me. That's more than, and I could do better, and I am doing better just by showing up. Another thing that it does, if you walk in unforgiveness towards yourself, is that it ultimately is going to send the wrong message. Whether you realize it or not, of course, hey, kids are watching. Our sons, our daughters, they are watching everything that we do. They're watching our body language. They watch the expression on our face. They even hear the words that we speak. Maybe even the words, you might think that you're saying under your breath, but they hear it. you know, whether you yell it or you whisper it, they're all ears. You know, if they see you stuck in a cycle of self-blame, they're going to learn to do the same thing when they make mistakes. You know, you can't be the dad you're called to be if you're always at war with yourself. Right? I'm going to say it one more time. You can't be the dad that you're called to be if you're always at war with yourself. Okay? Forgiving yourself doesn't mean like you're excusing the mistake. It just means that you're choosing to learn from it, to grow, and just to move forward. One of the things that you have to look out for on your journey to, you know, accepting yourself, forgiving yourself, really just loving yourself, one of the many pitfalls and traps that can keep you stuck in this space of unforgiveness is, like, of course, perfectionism. You know, once again, you know, we're all human, we're all learning, we're all growing, and we're all on a journey that has no type of instructional playbook. You know, you are living a unique experience with another unique human or unique humans, and you're learning as you go. So perfectionism is going to be the number one killer of your potential, because, you know, you're learning as you do, you know, just like our kids. They're learning as they do. You know, they learn from their mistakes, learning from interactions with us and other people. It's a major journey. And, you know, if you get stuck in obsessing over every little mistake or obsessing over every little detail, you know, you can't grow. You can't mature. You can't take on the great grand goals that, you know, you have for yourself and even the greater grander goals that God has for you. Of course, the other part of that that hurts your potential here is going to be dwelling on the past. You know, if you keep dwelling on the past, you won't move forward because your eyes are always, you know, I love football, so I would say like you're looking in the backfield, right? When you need to be focused on your keys and watching the, like how the play develops instead of doing your assignment like you're supposed to. You got your eyes in the backfield looking at what the quarterback trying to do. Now the dude just crossed your face. Now the quarterback just, it becomes a mess, right? Same thing in our own lives, right? If we keep looking back or if we keep looking where we're not supposed to at old mistakes that don't matter in like this same time next year, you know, it just hinders us from what we can do. Another big part of missing out on your potential here is, you know, being fearful of vulnerability. You know, some dads think that admitting that they're messed up makes them weak, but you know, it takes a lot more strength to owning those mistakes and seeking that accountability. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking for that help. There's nothing wrong with, like I said, like even apologizing to our kids when we find ourselves in the wrong. The major part of relationship building, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, our kids aren't just our kids. They are little people with their own thoughts, their own imaginations, their own view of the world, their own perspective of life. They're their own person. And with respect to that, if we're doing the wrong and we're able to say, hey, daddy got this one wrong, my bad, I apologize, you'll see how much they respect you more. You'll see, okay, hey, daddy is, you know, that is real. You know, that daddy's real. You know, he's not just some, you know, Superman, which of course, you know, at these younger ages, they see us as Superman. But as we continue to take on that mature role, it's like, hey, you know, messed up here, I'm getting right, blah, blah, blah. When they become adults, they'll see us with a whole nother level of respect. They're able to emulate that in their daily interactions. Another one this one is an age old one here that, of course, is, this goes beyond just parenting and even this just is a human issue, comparing ourselves to other dads, right? If you see another dad doing something And you might think, man, you know, he has it all together. Like, oh man, like, you know, he's playing with his kids, the kids listen to him, and you know, they respecting him or whatever, you know, whatever we tell ourselves, not knowing everything that happens in that household, not knowing his relationship with those kids and things like that. We tend to, you know, big up other people and minimize ourselves in the process. Highlighting, you know, things like highlight reels on social media and all these other different images that we see every day, it's easy to get down on yourself and think you're not doing enough, and like you're not handling the business, although you are actually excelling and exceeding expectation. If you compare to the next man, man, you'll never feel like you're enough. You'll never feel like you are doing what you're supposed to, even though you are doing exactly what you're supposed to, and you're doing exactly in the way you need to. So don't compare yourself, right? You are unique, and you're doing what you need to. And the last one here to look out for in our journey of growth is not having the right support system. You know, trying to carry any type of guilt on your own is like trying to lift a heavy weight without a spotter. You know, imagine trying to squat 685 pounds by yourself, right? Going for a new PR, right? You're going to look crazy. You're really going to look crazy if you can't get it up. So, you know, it'd be wise to have some support there. That way, if you're not able to get the weight up, hey, at least you have somebody there to help carry that weight with you. And you'll live to see another day. So that's important. You got to have that. If you don't have it, you know, seek it out. That's one of the benefits of, you know, this community here, your life of fatherhood, is we are building a community. We are creating a community, a space for, you know, brothers to come together and really look at each other and say, hey, man, you're doing your thing. You know, we're doing our thing, you know. But yeah, having that support system, you got to have it. You got to have it, having a healthy support system. Now we're going to go ahead and tap into some of the tips that we can use to continue on this journey of self-growth and development. One of them is to simply just own your mistake. You know, that's the easiest one. As soon as you realize that you did something wrong, as soon as you realize that you made a mistake or you're in error, you know, don't run from it. Acknowledge it right there. Say, oh, okay, yep, my bad. That was on me. Da, da, da. Get it out the way, right? The sooner you do that, the quicker you do that, the better. You don't want it to fester. You don't want it to linger, anything like that. You don't want it to lay on your chest for too long. Get it up off your chest. Admit the wrong, and that way we can start, you know, moving forward. Next tip is to, of course, always approach, you know, our kids with a posture of, you know, I won't say apology, but for lack of a better term, like apology. So, if, you know, like I said, we get it wrong, be quick to say, hey, daddy got that wrong. Okay, my bad. Now, don't do that. Don't go overboard and just apologize for every single thing. But, you know, of course, you know when it's time to apologize and when it's time to seek forgiveness and give that grace to them as you give that grace to yourself, of course. And, you know, the last one and the major one is going to be, you know, just letting it go. That's one of the biggest tips. Easier said than done, but, you know, just letting it go. Like, you can't change the past. You know, you can't look back. You can't hop in the time machine, and you can't change what happened. It's already happened, it's done, it's gone. What you can't do is accept the fact that you have room to grow. And that can, that should fill you with some hope. It should fill you with even a level of joy. It may not feel in the moment, but even a level of joy to know, hey, I can be better. I can get better. I have something to focus on to make me a better man, you know? So be willing to let go. And so now I'm going to finish it out with some words of encouragement here. You know, I just want to let you know that you are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by your willingness to grow and to try again and to show up with the love and attention to help make your family and your legacy better and better each and every day. You know, forgiving yourself doesn't mean you're letting yourself off the hook. It just means that you're giving yourself permission to be human. When you model that self-forgiveness, you teach your kids one of the greatest lessons they'll ever learn, and that's how to be resilient. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. And hey, until next time, I want you to be present, to show grace, and to keep building that legacy that you and your family deserve. You got this. Take care. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.